Hello, and welcome to our 15th podcast on teaching humanity remotely. Today, we're going to discuss greed and greediness and how to teach children to not be greedy. The reason we're discussing this topic is because this question has been asked by many parents this week, I guess because of the holiday times where children are receiving a lot of gifts. I know by now you all know what I'm going to say. The first thing I'm going to say is, let's say it together. Children learn what we teach them. That is right. So if we want our children to learn to not be greedy, we need to teach them that. And I was thinking about, sometimes I'll wake up and my back will hurt. One way to heal my back is actually to strengthen my stomach muscles. So if you strengthen the opposite muscles, it actually, you know, will help the back muscles as well. So if I want to teach my children to not be greedy, the opposite of greed is generosity. So I need to give them opportunity to serve and be contributing and be giving. In school, in the younger grades, in the primary grades, teachers will ensure that during the holiday season, children are making gifts for their parents. Yes, those gifts provide a memory that will last a lifetime, but the real purpose from the teacher's perspective is to give the children the opportunity to learn, to have the experience of what it means to be giving and to be generous. In that way, I would say, if you want your children to not be greedy, you need to give them the opportunity to have the exposure of being giving. Let's say they're getting a lot of gifts, and let's say in this time of need in our world specifically, there are a lot of children that are less fortunate. So what you can do is you can have your children give away the toys that they're not using anymore or the books that they're not reading anymore that are in good shape to children and families who are less fortunate than you are. In that way, you're teaching your child the gift of giving and how good the other people will feel in receiving and how good that will make your child or children feel. So that is a very nice experience to have. The other thing is, this came about because two separate families were talking, giving me examples of how their children were greedy. One family said that whenever they're having a party, their child always wants more sweet treats even before the child finished what was in the plate. So that's one example. We'll talk about that in a second. And then the other family was saying that their children seem to have no regard. They get these gifts and they just throw them around and they don't take responsibility for putting them away or for even playing with them for more than a second until they get the next toy. That can all be taught. Parents, this could be fixed. I would say remediated. So if you see that your child isn't enjoying playing for more than a minute with one toy before they toss it and get to another toy, then it's up to you to teach them the value of each thing that they're giving. Each item that they're given, you need to teach them the value of that and to, if they want to stop playing with it because it's very exciting because there's so many things under the tree or they got so many gifts for Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, you need to teach them that they have to at least put away the first toy before they get another toy. So that's, again, a learning lesson. And that won't only teach the desired response of not being greedy, but it would also teach some responsibility of putting your things away. It would teach some responsibility, and it would also teach the ability to appreciate what you have. So those are all conversations you can have in the moment, and certainly conversations you could have before that moment and after the moment to see so that you could regulate how are things really going. Based on what we spoke about for the last few weeks prior to this holiday time, how did my child and I measure up in regard to their ability to both give and receive? Did they feel positive and good about seeing how their sibling felt when they gave a toy to their sibling, or seeing how their mom or dad felt when they wrote a card? And you can speak about the different kinds of gifts and that some things are free. Some ways you can give is just by helping out, just by taking responsibility, just by offering to clean the table, even if it's not your job. There are things like doing service. That is a nice way to be generous in contributing. And when it comes to wanting the food before they finish their plate, I've had that issue in my classroom. And I would say, you know, if you would slow down and really eat what's on your plate you might find that you don't need to have that extra thing that you're already asking for. And by you asking for that second thing before you ate the first thing, it's showing me that you're not in the moment of enjoying what you're having right now. So then you can stop and you can teach your child to just be in the moment, to just be in the moment so that they can appreciate what is given to them in that moment. And they may learn that by being in the moment and having appreciation for what's given to them in that moment, they may, lo and behold, see that they don't need anything extra. We only need when we're not being fulfilled. And we're not able to be fulfilled when we're not in the moment. So again, you know, there are some basic principles that really kind of boil down to everything that we're teaching our children. And one component, one thread of everything that we're teaching is the value of being in the moment. And that when we're in the moment, we might just come to experience the perfection of everything. But when I'm not in the moment and I'm afraid who's going to get that extra piece of cake, is it going to be me or my brother? And I want it. So I'm not even enjoying the cake that's in my plate. So that just has to be spoken about. Again, I think it's critical, so important, not only for adults to know the words, what to say, how to say it to children, but I think what's really critical is that we believe it's our responsibility and our privilege and our obligation to be teaching all of these life lessons and to not be afraid. Don't be afraid what you have to say. If you say it with good intention, pure intent, and you say it with love in your heart, and you're not screaming like a maniac, which only happens when you didn't seize the moment, and now there's like some sort of hysteria going on, and then it just gets, builds up, and it's more and more and more. If you just seize the moment and say, wow, you know, Johnny, when you ask to have another slice of cake when you're not even done with the cake that you're eating, it lets me know. This is one thing you could say. It lets me know that you're not appreciating eating the cake right now, being in the moment. If you were eating the cake and really enjoying each taste that you're having, you might not need any more. And then even if you are in the moment and you want more, I might say no. Why might I say no? So you can speak a little bit, and then just like in all other ways in which we learn, we're going to scaffold it for the child. You can ask the child, well, you're not going to let me have more because it's going to get in the way of my having dinner. Or you're not going to let me have more because it's not really good if I have too many sweets. Exactly. If you are always able to eat sweets, you might not see this special time as a treat. And you might just come to expect it. And that expectation of always getting everything you want, that is a kind of greed too. As opposed to having the appreciation of, wow, you know, I don't usually get this, and so I'm going to really enjoy what I get, and it's going to be enough. It will be more than enough. It's not about quantity, it's about quality. So there's so much to talk about. So basically what I want to say, the answer that I want to say about how do you teach your children to not be greedy is that you talk with them, and you model what it's like, how you appreciate the things that you have, how you don't take advantage, how you are not greedy. And you have discussions using words without being mean, but it's a kind of character building by being able to have frank, loving, conscious conversations with your children. And then also giving them the opportunity to be generous and then reflecting on that. And saying, how did it feel when you gave your toys away? How did it feel knowing that you're going to get new toys and you don't play with these toys anymore? And these children, if you didn't give them these toys, they wouldn't have toys. How did that feel? And again, making sure that you're modeling giving and you're talking about it. Don't be afraid to share. We all learn through modeling. So the clearer you can be on the kinds of behaviors, actions, the kind of character you want your children to have, the clearer you'll be in knowing how to enforce those behaviors by talking to your children and modeling. So please continue to write to me. I, as you know, do respond. I appreciate I'm getting more letters all the time, so please write to me at learnwithmeremotely.com. That's learnwithmeremotely.com. There are some new books. If you go to Amazon under Dr. Mindy Shaw paperbacks, you'll see some new books that I think are worthy of buying and reading. And until next time, happy giving, enjoy, be well. Thank you so much.
And that concludes this episode of the podcast series, Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. Thank you for listening. You can follow Dr. Shaw on Facebook. Her page is Learn With Me Remotely. That's on Facebook. That's also her website, learnwithmeremotely.com. Her podcasts and all the books that she's been referring to are on that site for purchase, and samples are there as well. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. Dr. is abbreviated DR, and the 1 is the number 1, Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. And on Instagram at Dr. Mint with a T, Shaw. Thanks again for listening. Watch out for the next podcast in the series. That'll be coming real soon.